League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Head tennis and Ornette coming through. It's Carney and he almost throws this through. And this could be... Oh, and what is it going to be? It's going to be a penalty. Yes, it is. And that could be a red card as well. It's Melvin who goes down. It was pretty minimal contact, but there was contact there. Well, FC United having played with a man up for the, 20 minutes. Now they are down to 10 men as well. And it's motorway maintenance himself, Liam Castle. And FC United want to be first to this rebound if there is one. It'll be interesting to see what they do. But in the meantime, it's Liam Castle versus David Carnell. Could Barwell take the lead here? Yes, he does. It's a no-nonsense penalty from Liam Castle. Just struck down the middle. And what about that for a turn-up? Carnell, decent delivery, but it's cleared by Barwell. Knowles now will battle for this, and Nisevic does well. Nisevic now take it across the ball, across, that's a lovely ball, and Carney shoots and scores, and my goodness me, and Barwell take control of this cup replay. They're 2-0 in front now.
Well, here comes Brownhill again. This ball chipped towards the back post. Ashworth goes it again. Well, Ashworth, and he wins the header there. And
unlucky,
he goes flashing across it. It looks like he got a slight deflection. And another corner to FC United of Manchester.
He's putting himself about up there. That's three successive corners he's got on the end of. Unfortunate, Ashy. Good work, lad.
Three corners in a row. Can we make this one count? Near post, it comes across there. Force for Callum Byrne. First snapshot by Byrne. What a goal! Callum Byrne!
Cracking volley.
Outside of his foot. Top volley to the top corner. The keeper could do nothing. And FC United, a lifeline perhaps. Any other night, that would be Yerby waxing lyrical about absolutely tremendous goal. Although we have waxed lyrical because it was a tremendous goal. But it's actually only at this moment in time one goal away from getting an equaliser. FC United's Byrne, and then the ball whacked over the top. Four players in an onside or offside position, and now the goalkeeper off his line. Ball goes across. Now it's an opportunity. It's an own goal.
Yes!
It's an own goal. It's a goal. It's a goal. It's an own goal. It was a ball by
Hand with his hand as well.
Handball, header, own goal, 2-2. The linesman on this side got it completely right. The referee just going over there to have a chat, and he's saying it was definitely a goal. Well, the ball was, the keeper came out, Castle, and there was FC United's Matthew Warwin. He just whipped the ball over, and for whatever reason, I think it was Edward Nesvich, he headed the ball towards his own goal. It came off the post.
I thought he threw it.
And FC United with a lifeline. Well, you've seen it all.
Well, you couldn't make it up.
A goalkeeper scores, two players sent off, an own goal with the hand and the head, and it stays on the line, the keeper saves it. It looks like extra time. We've still got a minute or two to go in this game. Blooming heck. Castle nearly makes a pig's ear of it. Julian on the board as well, Julian.
Well,
Byrne. Now, here comes Matthew Wolverton. Wolverton chips the ball towards the back post. It's a decent ball as well, but it's good head, defending, right. Good header. Jerome Wright's going to pick it up, though. Wright on the ball now. Whips it in. It's a poor ball by Wright, and it allows the visitors to come away with it. Played on this near touchline. Well, Nisvic.
Well done, Leon.
Can't win that ball. And now it's FC United on the ball right hand side. Looks up. Ball towards the back post. Two players on the end of it. An easy ball, but Callum Byrne will pick it up on the edge of the penalty area. It just evades him with the control first of all. Can he now play the ball? Nice ball to him.
It's
intercepted. But comes across, comes a.
Well done, Tom Brown.
Tom Brown does well. Now a ball needed into
quality,
the penalty. Back post
quality.
Required.
That's
it falls for Brown on the edge of the area. Brown first time shot comes in. What a save! What a, it's an opportunity now. Can he go? Yes! Goal! From 2-0 down to 3-2 in the final seconds. And Matty Warwin is the man that scores the goal at the back post. Can you believe it? The crowd go wild. Tom Brown did tremendously well. He's kicking off on the line here. Kicking off on the line here, and it's the number four, Danny Geno, there trying to start on a couple of FC United players. and indeed on the touchline.
Tremendous strike from Tom Brown that, and a brilliant save.
Well, the save,
Matty Walwyn finished it ever so well.
The save was impressive by the goalkeeper, Castle. He palmed it to the right-hand side, and there was Walwyn. He was 7 yards out, and Walwyn does what he can do on occasion. He whacked it into the roof of the net, and from 2-0 down to 3-2 up with a matter of
in
seconds.
In the blink of an eye.
And I've got to say, I think the referee's going to go over and have a word with a couple of other players there.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.